This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
You have just tuned into Radio Cape Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. and I'm your host, Alana Uilifiu. And I will be with you for the next hour with my program called Body Matters, where everybody in the body of Christ matters. This is a program to give ministries a platform to share what they are doing in the body of Christ. And I believe that the body of Christ all works together to accomplish the same goal. And I believe that goal is to save, heal, and deliver, and to enable others to walk in the fullness of Christ. I trust that this program is really going to bless you. In the studio today, I have two talented artists. I've got Melanie with me at the moment. So it's Therenay Null and Melanie Labiskagni, and they are the founders of Crown Create Studio. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much, Alana. It is such a privilege to be here today. We are beyond excited. We are really, really, we feel so blessed to be here. Thank you, guys.
Oh, that is so awesome. It's so nice to have you guys in the studio. I just want to ask you, our topic basically of discussion is going to be identity.
Yes.
And how you and Therenay go about in a creative way to bring that message across to women and children. So tell me a little bit, what is Crown Create Studios all about?
Okay, well, basically, Crown Create Studio is a production company aimed at using creativity to unlock dreams and truths and identity in women and children. We chose the word studio for a reason, because we wanted to encompass all the creative platforms for creativity, whether that is in a recording studio for music, whether that's in a television studio or a theater or a art studio. We really wanted to encompass the whole broad spectrum of that. The word crown is actually also very significant.
Please tell us about that.
Well, I will get to how it all started later on, but we chose the word crown very specifically, and this was so God ordained, because through the whole of the year, last year, 2020, God talked about crown. He's trying to crown the year with his blessing, and our hearts will overflow. And there's one specific scripture that he gave both of us, and that's from Isaiah 61, where he says, it's here from verse 3, to bestow on them a crown of beauty, talking about God's children now, instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of spirit and despair. So that really also takes together our mission for us. You know, we wanted to be that instrument in God's hands, and really identity was what the story was about for us, both for Therenay and for myself. We have walked the walk and talked the talk, and it was time for us to really invest in the next generation, and we really felt the calling for God in that sense. Now, the company itself is basically divided up into three ministries to target each of the different age groups of women. So we've got the children's theater ministry for the girls of 3 to 9 years. That is based around our children's brand, Lily and Luna, which basically is a show.
Okay.
Then for the teenagers, we've got our Teen Tiara Identity Workshops. So that ministry is called Teen Tiara. And then we've got our Queen of Everything ministry. We love that saying.
Okay.
It just makes you feel so confident. And that is basically aimed at the adult
at
women.
The adults. Yes. Okay. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah. So whether we do a show, or we just have a women's event, or we launch a garment, whatever we do, the message is always the same. It's all about identity.
Can I just ask you offhand? Identity is such a... I think that's the thing that most people struggle with. Mm-hmm. And I think that is so powerful to come back to the whole core of identity of who I am in Christ,
Yes.
And I think that is such a significant topic that all your productions all end up having the same message. And that is very powerful.
Yes.
But we'll be back after this short break. Hi, this is Body Matters with Alana Ulifi, and my guest is Therene Null and Melanie Labiskagni. And our topic of discussion today is identity regarding women and children. Just want to quickly tell me a little bit about how did Crown Create Studios start?
Okay, so what I mentioned before is that the company was officially established in 2020, or rather formed, we're still establishing it. But even before that, there was a very clear path, God walking with both of us separately, actually, where he laid certain passions and ministries on our hearts. We've both been working for the church for several years at the time, me in an administrative capacity and Therene as part of the leadership and the production team. Okay. But we both have background in the arts. You know, I studied drama. I ended up in corporate because I went overseas. I've been doing corporate finances for 7 years. And Therene's got a teaching background, and she actually spaced in drama as a subject.
Okay,
as well.
So, that's interesting.
Yeah, so that is our background. So, you know, they say once you're an artist, you're always an artist.
Yeah,
you know?
No, always. So that's why I introduced you as artist.
Yes, exactly. But it is so strange. The thing about identity is little bit of a testimony. You know, I never knew who I was because I thought God made a mistake that he put me in arts.
Sure.
And I only realized now in my life that it was actually a gift that God gave me to use.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it is so ironic that I'm now walking this road with other women about identity and embracing who you are in ministry, you know.
And you can only give what you've experienced, you know what I mean? Because you can only talk and walk the walk when you've, you know, been there and to be able to relay that to to others.
True story. Okay, so back to Crown Create, though. I think our business started very quickly, but as you just also mentioned, Melanie, I think it's amazing how God worked in both of our hearts in the year leading up to that, because both of us have a passion for the performing arts, and both of us felt that God wanted to use both, you know, us in ministry and
together, yes.
Yes. And for me as a mom, for me as when I was a teenage girl, I really had a very bad self image. And then when I had four girls, I just realized how important it was for them that they don't struggle with the same things that I did.
Yes.
You know, so during lockdown, I felt God really speaking to me about investing into that next generation. In fact, I always tell women of my age that it's so important for us to really deal with our stuff so that our ceiling can become their floor.
Yes, that is very powerful.
I know. And I think that's when God started giving me really a complete download for the identity workshop for teenage girls.
Sure.
Now, she's got the teenage girls, now I've got the little girls.
So you cover both.
Yeah, so
sorted.
My journey was a slight bit different.
Okay.
I've always felt, last year I really, for a while already, felt that God wanted to take me out of corporate and release me full-time in my passion for drama. But then lockdown came, as you know.
And everything was on hold.
Yes, and suddenly nothing is happening, and the entertainment industry is basically shut down. So I found myself...
And God said, go into the entertainment.
I was like, what? There's nowhere to go into. And I found myself really in a place where I was asking God, what now? Yes. You made me all these promises. I've been preparing for 2 years, and now just nothing. So there we were, and I remember very clearly having quite a pity party on my stoop one Saturday, and then God just dropped it in my heart that I shouldn't limit his plans or purpose for me to the current circumstances of our time, you know, and that I should stop waiting for other people to make my dreams happen. I had everything I need
to
step out in faith, just trust in him and go for it, you know, it's that walking on water type of thing. And then for some reason, God just dropped Therene's name in my heart. So we've been quite close for a few years, so I knew where she was in her journey. So I took the chance that afternoon and I called her with the idea of maybe, you know, starting something together, you know.
Yeah. Funny, at this stage, I actually already decided to start a company where I wanted to work with women and children on identity. I did not know yet, though, how it was going to slot in
all
with the little
get together,
girls.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's then amazingly how Milani came in. I think the amazing thing is that both of us has been in children ministry actually at our church together. So I think what I want to tell the listeners out there is sometimes your answer lies right in front of you. You don't even know it. You know, look what's in your hands.
I think God, you know, every person that you connect with, there's always God has placed people in your life for a certain time and a certain season. And God has obviously put you two together for this time, for this season. You know, to live out what he's planted in both your hearts. And I think you both have got similar backgrounds, performing arts, and have the same kind of vision. And yeah, that's awesome how the two of you actually got together.
Yes, you know, God always positions you exactly where you want to. And it's sometimes tough to understand when it's not, the picture isn't clear yet. But when you look back, you know, oh, he had it all worked out to precision. You know, and like she said, it actually, even while we were working together at church, it never actually occurred to me before that we could do our own thing. You know, that we could actually step outside of these doors and we could go into the world and do what we do and we love, you know. But actually in 2019, God already started challenging me to apply my passion and my gift for children's theater beyond the church environment. So when we started, when we decided to, okay, fine, let's do this, let's try this, and we came together, we started praying and we started brainstorming together, but we also did it separately because it was important for us that we heard God right, you know, that we were in sync and in line with him as well. So it was really, God was so faithful. You know, every time that we prayed together and we went separate ways and we came back together, you know, God always gave us the same word. You
that's
know,
awesome. The that same confirmation.
Idea. Exactly. So we knew that it was from him and that we were on the right path. And that was just so encouraging. It was amazing seeing doors just going open. It really, it was from him. That's all I can say, because in my life, I would never imagine things happening, what's happening now with us. So yes, that, those brainstorming sessions were the birth of Lily and Luna. And one thing led to another, and we knew this was going to be much bigger than Lily and Luna, so we had to do the whole company thing. And here we are, Crown Create Studio, my friend.
There we go.
And I think what I also like about Crown Create Studio is it's unlimited to what you can do.
Exactly.
It's not restricted. If God gives you, because being a creative person, you don't always stick to the same format. God will always give a creative person new creative ideas so that you can run with it and incorporate that in what you're already doing.
Especially in this COVID-19 times, you know, people had to think out of the box.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely.
They had to make new plans and new ways of doing what they do. I mean, look at church as a whole, you know. So that is, we believe that God is going to bring a download of new creative ways in his kingdom.
No,
you know?
I trust God for you guys.
Exactly.
That it will absolutely blossom. And I also, just coming back to what you said, was so powerful, because you always think that when you're in the church, that's where you are.
Exactly.
But God has not created you to live within the church. God has created you to go out there and do what he's called
for
you
the marketplace.
To do.
Yes, exactly.
And also the fact that you've touched on gifts, and I'm going to just add on to that later on about how important gift is. Gifts are related to purpose, and purpose is related to identity.
There you go.
And once you've stepped into that, then you know the calling that God has for you and the purpose. I also want to, I heard that you have launched a CD, and I just want you to tell us a little bit about your CD launch.
Yeah, that is actually another miracle story. Around the time when I was busy finalizing, we were busy finalizing the concept for Lily and Luna, I was busy recording my solo album.
Okay.
So one day I just happened to mention, which never happens coincidentally, God was behind it all, that we were busy with this concept of Lily and Luna. I mentioned it to my producer, and he was like, oh, so have you ever written children's songs before? Which, of course, I've been doing at the church for all those years.
Yes.
This really excited him because there's a huge gap, I think, in the market for faith-based children music.
Yes, definitely.
And then he suggested that we record an album immediately. So, yeah, if you want something done quickly, Rian Steyn from Track Studio, he's your guy.
Some nice appetizing
reading. Yeah, he didn't know about this.
Oh, and that man deserves credit.
Amen.
Anyway, so we literally had 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because he had the studio booked and we're like, okay, we better get the material together now. So we had 2 weeks to write 15 songs related to identity for our Lillian Luna brand.
And that is for the young girls.
Yes, that is for the 3 to 9 year old
yes,
girls.
Yes,
there we go. And it was just amazing. God just gave us a complete download for each little song. We would sit together and start vocal jamming. And the next thing we know, we have a song. Oh, my word. This is fantastic.
Okay, so you were writing and singing at the same time.
It just came. It literally just flowed. And I would go out to the park with my children and these melodies would come into my head. My children will be, they're 6 and 8 now. They would be helping me to get catchy tunes. They would help me write lyrics. They were so invested in this project.
Amazing.
It actually made it so special. My little girl and my son, actually, they both sing on the album as well.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Well, I've got a 20-year-old that doesn't sing on the album, but she actually knows all the words.
It's a bit weird, though.
But you know what's so nice? If there is a catchy tune, it will stick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She said to me, Mom, I'm driving to work, and that's, you know, it's in my DNA. It's just in my mind. All the time. It's very special. Yeah, so we recorded in August during lockdown, which is just a miracle also. And the album was ready for release in November.
Yes, so we hosted a big CD launch event. We did 3 full shows back to back in Durbanville. But it was amazing. It was such an anointed event.
It was, Milan. And I think what was so special for me was watching the reaction of the parents, especially while we were performing, because I've actually always seen that grown-ups have their guard down with children's theater, and it's almost as if it really allows the Holy Spirit to operate there.
Yes. And to minister them to you.
Uh-huh. So, even the week before the launch, I had 2 women that interceded for us in prayer. That they knew nothing about Lillian Luna. And one of the ladies who, as I say, she never saw the posters. She never saw how Lillian Luna actually looks. She had a vision that during the show, Jesus was walking in the room, standing behind each mom and daughter and putting either a gemstone or a flower into their crowns.
Yes. That is awesome.
It's actually so significant.
Yes. And that crown.
Yeah. Lillian Luna's head attire actually consists of 2 crowns. There's a flower crown and then there's a diamond crown.
Wow.
So it's that gemstone and that flower crown. And also it's that God has something different for everybody. He sees something different in everybody. Yes. He created something unique inside of everybody. So that vision was absolutely spot on.
Sure.
And it was literally on that day, you could see the transformation in the audience members. Mm. Even the fathers.
I know. Even
the
dads.
It was the dads. Yes. Yeah, that is the most beautiful thing to see. And even our sound guy. When we were doing our sound run, he was like, he had this huge big lump in his throat. He's like, this is such an important message for our little girls. It's like, oh, man.
And you know what? Sometimes there's these little girls in each one of our big human, you know, in the moms.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just God can use anything. He says the foolish things of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Even something that you might think is insignificant or is just for, you know, for children. God can use that and just touch someone's heart, you know, even an adult's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, that is amazing. But we are going to be playing one of the Renee and Milani songs, part of that CD Lillian Luna, shortly. But before we get to that, I also want you to tell us a little bit about your production and how the message of identity is portrayed through the characters.
Okay, yeah. Well, the thing with identity really is that we are all unique in our own way, and God loves
that uniqueness because he created us like that. So we purposely created two completely different characters, not only in physical appearance, but in personality as well. Now, the production, Lily Luna itself, is children's theater. So there's a lot of singing, dancing, laughter, interaction, etc. But the plot revolves around Lily and Luna, who are twin princesses. Now, they live in the kingdom of light, which, of course, is a metaphor for God's kingdom. Now, they go on a journey of discovering their identity in Christ with the help of an enchanted mirror who speaks biblical truths into their lives. Now, this mirror, of course, is a representation of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and I think with the characters themselves, Lily is a bit daintier. She's the one with the pink dress and the pointy ballet shoes. She's more feminine and arty and organized. She loves structure and keeps the rules. Not like me at all.
So you're actually playing the opposite character.
You picked that up very soon. Well done. But I think at the same time, she can become quite feisty, right? Which I can I can relate to, the feistiness.
Yes, yes, yes. Luna, on the other hand, she's a little bit wilder, a bit more free-spirited, outgoing, and almost impulsive. She also wears a dress, but she prefers the sneakers with a dress, you know.
Definitely.
Yeah, now ballet slippers isn't her thing. She's a little bit more clumsy. Her color is blue, but not to represent masculinity, but rather the idea that a princess doesn't only come in pink. My own daughter itself, I think Luna is a lot based on my daughter. She loves dolls. She loves arty things.
Yes.
But she hates wearing a dress. She tells me, Mom, I can't play in a dress, you know. So she's not comfortable in dresses and she doesn't do dance lessons. She prefers going out shooting with her father. And she's the best shot in the family. So I love that about her. I think that is very unique. And it doesn't make her less of a princess because she is who God made her.
And I also think what's so nice about it is that there's no pressure to be any specific.
There's no specific mold.
Exactly. Yes. You know, we're all different.
Exactly.
Even though God created some of us to be feminine, others are a little bit more wilder and outgoing and outspoken, which I think is nice that you guys portrayed both characters in different perspectives.
Yeah, Alani, I think that's exactly actually the message that we want to bring across, that no matter your looks or your interests or your talents even, that you are perfectly and uniquely made as a princess because of whose you are, not because of who you are. So in other words, your identity lies in the fact that you are God's child. That's whose you are. You are his child. And if he's the king, that means that you are his child. And if God is royal, then you're royalty.
Yeah, the daughter of the Most High.
Exactly. One of our foundation scriptures, oh, such a beautiful scripture, Isaiah 62 verse 3, and it says, I am a crown of beauty and a royal diadem in the hand of the Lord.
I love that scripture.
Yes, that really sets a very clear picture when God calls us his royal priesthood.
Okay, and just tell me, why identity? Because I know everything that you do is surrounds the topic of identity. So why is identity in Christ so important?
I think Alana, the saddest thing for me is to meet women that are 40 years old and they're insecure in who they are. And I'm not really, I'm not saying
or even
this,
older.
Yes, yes. And I'm not saying this in a judgmental or insensitive way at all. It really, it saddens me because I believe that that steals so much of your purpose and of your potential. I think, and that's why we believe as Crown Create Studio that we should teach our little girls their worth from a very young age. As you know, the word says in Proverbs 22:6 that we must train up our child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. I think the Amplified version says it so beautifully. It says, teaching him to seek God's wisdom and will for his abilities and talents. That foundation is so important because although it's head knowledge then, we trust that when they're younger, it will become a revelation in their hearts, in their teens, you know, and beyond. So I think hence the fact that we then also started Teen Tiara, the identity workshop, because, as you know, unfortunately, life happens. Mm-hmm. And we've seen through the workshops that we've already done that the very crucial age for identity is that grade 8, grade 9 when they go to high school.
Yes.
I think also they're moving into puberty and adolescence then.
From puberty to adolescence.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're entering that world of comparison and
pressure.
You start becoming aware of magazines and images and peer pressure and all of that starts increasing. So that's when we truly trust for a revelation of who they are, hoping that, you know, I think when they realize their worth at that stage, we trust that they won't allow any boy just to kiss them or to, you know, to be, they won't want to be a one night stand or even want, you know, allow somebody to body shame them. Because they know that they're royalty. And I think I love that verse in Ephesians 2 verse 10 that says, we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. Mm. So we can do the things that he planned for us long ago. And I think that fits in with even what I said before about potential.
Yes. You know, especially for our age as well, you know, being secure in your identity gives you the strength to stand up for yourself and for what you believe in. I remember when I was much younger and much more naive, I would allow people to speak to me in a demeaning way. Many times I was gripped with fear of rejection, so I just let it go. Mm. But now I have the strength and the inner security to choose what I allow to affect me and what I allow to settle in my heart, you know, whether that is someone's words or opinions of me. Mm. I know God loves me and he has my back, you know. Yeah. He's that warrior that stands beside me and he is my defender. He is my justificator. So I know who I am in him, and that makes me secure.
Mm. I also find that the big thing that Satan will attack is identity. And I feel when identity is under attack, it's because Satan wants to prevent you from walking in the fullness and the plans and purpose that God has for your life.
Absolutely.
And if he can prevent you from being who you were created to be, then his plans will, you know, then that will...
Yes.
You know, that is his main aim, is to stop you.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think when you've got that identity thing, you become so insecure.
Yes.
And when you know your true identity, your insecurity becomes that inner security.
Yes.
Definitely.
And it's all in God, because the Bible gives us so many verses of who we are in Christ. Mm. And it is so incredibly powerful because you have to stand on God's truth, because the world is going to tell you different.
Mm.
And the enemy is going to stand on your shoulder and whisper sweet nothings into your ear and trying to convince you otherwise. But you have to stand on the word of God, because otherwise your emotions will let you down and your fears will take over, and you can't allow that to happen.
And that just reminds me of that scripture. I don't know where it stands now, but it says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you will know what is God's good, perfect and acceptable will for you.
Yes.
And that is to know God's will, you know, and that is all by not conforming to anything that this world has to offer.
Exactly. Also, just I want to add as well, you know, I think what was a big breakthrough for me in my personal life and my walk with identity is to know that I don't have to be perfect.
Oh, yes.
You know, we all have these standards that we try to keep up with, you know, and it's exhausting. And it really is so freeing to know that God loves me anyway. You know, I'm going to make 1,000 mistakes today. I do. I'm a parent. I make many mistakes. But God loves me and he graces me in that moment, you know.
Yeah. You can be perfectly imperfect and God uses broken vessels.
Absolutely. You know, so every morning it's for me, myself, it's important, you know, to go sit in front of my Father and tell him, God, I know I messed up today or whatever, but I know you love me. I know I'm your child.
It's not
to
walk in that condemnation.
No, exactly, because that steals.
Definitely.
And that takes you away from God, you know, and he doesn't want to be away from you. God wants to draw us nearer and nearer. And I don't think we even have the capacity to understand God's grace for
us. Yes, and his love for us and how much he has in mind for us and that his thoughts are to prosper us and he's got so much to give for us.
So I think that is really so why it's so important for us that people walk in their identity and know who they are, because God created each of us with that perfect gifting, with that special qualities that he needs for his body, for his the body of Christ, you know.
To operate.
Exactly.
Thank you. But we are going to listen to your track now. We're going to take a break and we're going to be listening to the second track called Lily and Luna. I'm getting like you not there.
I know.
Lily and Luna from their CD called Lily and Luna. And and we are going to be giving Theron Amalani's details for Crown Create Studio at the end of the session. And we will come back with this conversation shortly. I hope you enjoyed that song by Melanie and Therene. And we are talking about identity and identity regarding women and children. And so we were in a conversation of what identity is. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to add to what identity is. And I feel identity is twofold, and it is who we are in Christ. And that means who do we belong to? Mm-hmm. You know, whose are we? Mm-hmm. You know, the daughters of the God Most High. And I also believe that secondly is our purpose in Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, like you guys spoke about, getting your gifts and talents, and that's where you are. Mm-hmm. So in God is who God created us each for a purpose, you know, and I believe that he's given us each, talents, and if we take up that talents, if we discover what those talents are, I believe that it's easier to fulfill your purpose.
Absolutely.
And purpose goes hand in hand for me with identity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also identity is also turning our perspective of what we think we are and aligning it with God's perspective of who he knows we are.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and so it's so important. And I was just thinking when we were coming to do the recording and just chatting, I was thinking about even in the Hebrew times, all the Hebrew names were related to identity.
Yes. Wow.
Like Joshua means Jesus is salvation. Daniel is God's my judge. And Abraham means multitude. So when they were called on their name, it was basically their calling and purpose. So I just wanted to add a little bit to, to the meaning of identity.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I just want to say something, Alana. From our own experience, you know, God takes us through seasons in our lives, you know. So we've got our inherent passions that we were created with, our talents, our gifting. But sometimes God takes us on a journey that is slightly off route. To instill more skills in us, or take us on a different preparation period, or build character into us.
Or maturity.
Or maturity, you know. Yeah. So I know me, for instance, I've always only been a drama child, but then I landed up in corporate. I mean, that is so far away from the arts.
Yeah.
And for many years, I struggled with that thing. You know, why am I in corporate? I love the theater. Was it a mistake for me to go study drama? But today, I know I would never have been able to do this, create this company or build this company if I didn't have the skills. Finance skills or the business savvy or the entrepreneurship experience that I have now. I would never have been able to come alongside the Renee and be there for her and for our company. So every season in your life, there's a purpose for, you know?
I think it's also that thing of bigger picture. I always tell my girls, when they're in a situation, it's like when you have got a beautiful painting and you bring it close to you see a color.
Yes.
But as soon as you move it away, the color starts taking shape and there's a bigger picture. And we can't always see the bigger picture, but God does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think nothing that God does, you know, he does everything for a purpose.
Exactly.
You know, everything pulls into place at the right time, at the right place. So, I also just want to, before we end off, this is my last question to the two of you. Tell us about your workshops and what you guys offer, and where can people come if they want to come and watch or bring their kids? What have you got lined up?
Okay, so our main events are the Lily and Luna shows, We call them our princess parties. Mm-hmm. We've got two of them coming up. So the first one is next week, Saturday, the 10th of April.
Oh,
that
wow.
one is at the O'Meal Theatre in Paarl.
Lovely old theatre.
Yes, so you can book tickets directly through the O'Meal Theatre. And mm-hmm. We also, COVID permitted, are planning another show at yes. Willow Bridge, yes. there by Coffee Therapy. So that one is going to be on the 15th of May, and we do all the ticket sales for that. So they can
okay,
just
so they can,
contact
they can email
us.
You.
Yeah. Yes, and
okay.
that show, it really is a children's musical theatre production, like I've said before. There's lots of dancing and singing and laughter. It's very interactive and lively. So it's something that both parents and children can enjoy. It is faith-based, of course. So you can also actually perform it at schools.
Yes.
We can go to do it at people's church, etc. So we also do bookings on request. Mm. So if anybody is interested in maybe booking us for their event
yes.
or to come perform at their institution, they're welcome to contact us for that as well.
Mm. Okay, that yes. is awesome.
And then, of course, there's the Teen Tiara workshop. We've got a workshop in Stellenbosch on the 17th of April, but that is a private event. And so our next open workshop is on the 22nd of May in Durbanville. All these workshops are available on requests also.
Okay.
And I think I can honestly say that the Teen Tiara workshop will even be the perfect intimate birthday event for your high school girl. We keep the numbers really low because we have a homely setting because
yes.
I think we want to create that safe space for the girls.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So that intimacy
awesome.
Is important
yes.
for
So if anyone wants to get, you can even get together a group of teenage girls, you know, your daughter and some of her friends, and email us and we'll make an event for you.
Awesome.
Yes.
That is amazing. So if you'd like to contact or know more about Crown Create Studios or see what is up and coming events or productions or workshops, you can go onto the webpage site. Am I right? That is www.crowncreatestudio.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can email Therene and Milani on crowncreatestudio@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to repeat it again. It's www.crowncreatestudio.co.za. That's the web page. And then, yeah, you can email them on crowncreatestudio@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's the end of our program, but I just want to end off with a prayer. And yeah, so maybe we can pray if any of you would like to pray.
Thank you, Alana.
Okay, I'll start. Father, I just thank you so much for everybody that's listening. Father, I just pray that, Lord, you will just install that identity in each one of our listeners, Father, that they will know, those who belong to you, that their identity is rooted in who they are. It's not about what they do. It's not about anything else, but Father, that they belong to you. And Lord, I pray that you will just reveal to the listeners their gifts, their skills that they have, Father, and that they will know, even if they're stuck in a position, Father, where they feel like, you know, that there's no way out and it's not where they're supposed to be. I pray right now, Father, that you will give them the wisdom and the insight to know, Father, that you created them for a purpose and that you, Father, will just open the doors for them supernaturally to step into that which you have for them, Father. And Lord, I just want to pray for the audience out there and for everyone listening. And I'll never let this show go by without giving anybody the opportunity to give their lives to Jesus. So if you're out there and you feel like you just need a touch of Jesus or you've never committed your life to the Lord, I just want you to pray this prayer after me. So Father God, I commit my life to you. I want you to be Lord and God over my life. Father, I pray that you will just forgive me of all my sins. Thank you that you died on the cross for my sins, Lord. Father, I pray that you will fill me with your Holy Spirit. And today I choose to make you Lord over my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've prayed that prayer, All that Jesus requires is that you believe that he is the Son of God and that he has died on the cross for your sins and you are a child of God. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Theronay and Milani, for joining me in the studio today. And I wish you everything of the best for all the events and everything that you're doing. And I pray that God will bless your ministry and that you will really that God will use you powerfully with the children and even with the adults and with the women, that God will bring that message so firmly across to them and that people will walk out being touched and walking and knowing that God has got a plan for their lives and that their lives matter and that identity in Christ is the main thing. So thank you.
And I think while you were praying now, I was thinking of those, you know, those moms listening now with and they're sitting with guilt that I actually just want to tell them that nothing you've done is too bad for God to forgive you.
Amen.
And I want to encourage women to really go and tackle the stuff that they've struggled with, because there's freedom behind that. And even moms that have, they've got children and they feel, you know, they've done a bad job as a mom. It's never too late to start over. Never.
And also, I believe this, that God chose you to be their mother.
Exactly.
You are the perfect person to be the mother. You've got everything that child needs to walk in the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
And God chose you.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining me on Body Matters, where everybody in the body of Christ matters. We will meet again next Saturday, same time, same frequency, with more great conversation. So stay tuned for our next program, Voice of Change with Lauren Jacobs. From me, Alana Willifi, have a blessed week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.